Treasury Salute, a program of the United States Treasury featuring Jimmy Carroll, Brett Morrison, and the Treasury Orchestra under the direction of David Brookman. Buy bonds and more bonds. Let's all back the attack. Buy more than before. This is Brett Morrison. Each particular incident in the history of a nation is generally linked with the name of some single person who represents, in the popular estimate, the whole will and wish of the people. At a time when the pulse of the future throbbed with the need of our nation bordering the Western Ocean, John Charles Fremont became the man. And today, we salute him, pathfinder, soldier, and builder, the man who gave us California, who saw the entrance to San Francisco Bay and named it the Golden Gate.
In a cavern, in a canyon, excavating for a mine, dwelt a miner, 49er, and his daughter, Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry, Clementine. Light she was and like a fairy, and her shoes were number 9. Herring boxes without topsets, sandals were for Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. She ducklings to the water every morning just at 9. Hit her foot against a splinter, fell into the foaming brine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine.
In 1841, many nations spreading influence in the world desired the western coastland of America. But there was in our Congress a giant whose name was Thomas Hart Benton, who saw the future and knew that our expanding democracy must reach from sea to sea. California was a weakly held federation of Spanish rancheros. Washington and Oregon were forest lands and trading posts. So Benton looked about for a man who could be a partner in his vision. He found a 28-year-old fellow with the looks and fire of a hero and the talents of a builder. That man was Charles Fremont. Benton had once fought a duel with Andy Jackson, and Fremont, he felt, was equipped to fight a dozen duels. So he backed the young man in an expedition toward the West. He believed in the youth's great determination. And if he needed added proof, the young man not only went west, but stole Benton's daughter. So Benton, the Tower of Fury, knew he'd placed his bets on the right player. Anybody who could steal Benton's daughter could push a nation to its westward rim. And even as his thoughts shot ahead, he could hear, standing by the window in his hotel in Washington, D.C., the songs of the caravans passing through. It was the sound of history moving, but few men realized it. For the songs are very simple and sincere, like Sweet Betsy from Pike, sung for us now by Jimmy Carroll.
Oh, don't you remember Sweet Betsy from Pike, who crossed the big mountains with her lover Ike, with 2 yoke of cattle, a large yellow dog, a tall Shanghai rooster, and 1 spotted hog, saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell for a while. We'll come back again when we've panned out our pile. They soon reached the desert where Betsy gave out, and down in the sand she was rolling about, while Ike in great tears looked on in surprise, saying, Betsy, get up, you'll get sand in your eyes. saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell for a while. We'll come back again when we've panned out our pile.
However magnificent and dynamic the huge surges of history may seem, often the execution of the critical moments are pathetically human and simple. In 1846, a portion of the British fleet lay in a harbor in Lower California, waiting orders to move in conquest against California. Brevet Captain Fremont, a veteran now of Western Indian fighting, received secret orders from somebody in Washington to leave Oregon at once and go to California. History hung like a hornet's nest, swarming with summer-struck bugs, waiting for someone to poke a stick at it. A group of unmentionable characters, working out of Captain Fremont's small section of the United States Army, were not prevented by their captain from seizing the fortress of Sonoma, which consisted of riding into town and informing the California General Vallejo that he was a prisoner. And then all of them proceeding to imbibe good California wine while they declared California to be a republic. From the chemise of one townswoman and the petticoat of another, they made a flag with a star and a bear on it and the words California Republic written across with pokeberry juice. Josiah Royce, late of Brook Farm, made a transcendental speech and the deed was done. Fremont finished the war with a few more maneuvers, and history was ready for the United States to hear California ask for admission into the Union. It might never have done so even then, had not a Mr. Sutter staked a Mr. Marshall to enough food so that he might look around the sawmill site. He found gold instead, and the rest is history. Fremont became a hero and a savior. All America sang the song of riches and glory in the West. California, which Jimmy Carroll now sings.
When formed our band, we were all well manned to journey afar to the promised land. The golden ore is rich in store on the banks of the Sacramento shore. Oh, boys, ho, to California go. There's plenty of gold in the world, I'm told, on the banks of the Sacramento shore. As off we roam o'er the docks, he's foam, we'll not forget kind friends at home. But memory kind still brings to mind the love of friends we left behind. Ho, boys, ho, to California go. There's plenty of gold in the world and gold on the banks of the Sacramento shore. Our share of the coarsest fare and sometimes sleep in the open air. On the cold, damp ground, we'll all sleep sound except when the wolves go howling round. Oh, boys, ho, to California go. There's plenty of gold in the world, I'm told, on the banks of the Sacramento shore.
Fremont, the pathfinder, the explorer, and yes, the visionary, was in the vanguard of a need of history. He met his day with a flourish. Almost single-handedly, he accomplished what the powerful men of nations hesitated to do. He ensured the West Coast for growth. He enabled, indirectly, an undeveloped stretch of territory to become a productive area, and incidentally, prevented a theoretical conflict of the future by frustrating the attempts of foreign powers to seize the territory for their own colonization. That he became first senator of the new state of California is an incident in his career, just as his later position of high-ranking commander in the Union forces. What is important is that in view of history, Fremont put into action a necessary thing. He did it with a minimum of bloodshed. He was sure-footed where other men might have blundered into a gigantic crisis. In that all-decisive year of 1846, Fremont proved to be the factor of decision. He gave us a nation. He prevented our western boundaries from edging a colony of a distant power. Fremont must surely take his place among the very great of our history. Perhaps his ridiculous little battle at Sonoma, the view of 1,000 years, may assume the nature of a decisive moment in world history. So we salute Charles Fremont and the Californians who lived on to become Americans, with their culture and their music enriching our own.
The swallow flies her weary way through blue and azure skies. Oh, swallow, say, where do you go all day, all day? Borne by the breeze, a haven safe she's seeking, where she will be in fond security. Come to my side, be my mate, and a nest I will build just for my one and only, where you'll spend happy hours. It seems I'm lost, my heart is lonely without you, but here am I long to fly with you.
You know, friends, we really have lots of good luck during our lifetimes, if we'd add it all up together. Most of it is in the form of problems that solve themselves, like, take a good shower after a dry spell, or the hen suddenly deciding to lay some extra eggs. Uh-huh. But there's one thing that Lady Luck won't do, and that's to save money for us. That sure is something we have to do ourselves, or it doesn't get done. And that's why war bonds are so important to the farmer today. He has to save money, or he can't operate his business. And war bonds are the very best kind of financial reserve. They help Uncle Sam fight the war today, and they help you replace and maintain machinery and equipment you must have tomorrow. So when you do thinking of how you're going to meet the need for money when that tractor finally gives up, or you need new fencing, or when buildings need repair or replacement, just remember, if you put the money in war bonds today, you'll have it when you need it tomorrow. The United States Treasury thanks Jimmy Carroll and Brett Morrison, who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Forrest Barnes and directed by Paul Lewis. The music was conducted by David Brookman. This is Ernest Chappell speaking.